Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Africans by David Lamb, narrated by Nelson Runger. This work, copyrighted 1983 and 1987 by David Lamb, is recorded by arrangement with Random House Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1996 by Recorded Books Incorporated. David Lamb spent 4 years in Africa from 1976 to 1980 as the bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. This book was first published in 1983 and includes a new preface written in 1986. And now, The Africans.
Introduction. Our ancient continent is now on the brink of disaster, hurtling towards the abyss of confrontation, caught in the grip of violence, sinking into the dark night of bloodshed and death. Edom Kodjo, Secretary General of the Organization of African Unity. We arrived in Africa during the drought of 1976. The plains had turned brown and had cracked. The cattle were dying and children's bellies swelling. Thick black clouds engulfed Mount Kenya, where powerful spirits are believed to dwell, influencing all that is evil and good in the cycles of life. For nearly a year, the gods had been angry, and not a drop of rain had fallen. An impoverished people waited for better times, their lives controlled by forces they could neither understand nor alter. My wife, Sandy, and I stayed in Africa until 1980, she working as a freelance filmmaker, I as a correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Two new countries were born, and 11 governments overthrown during these 4 years. The droughts came and went many times. The refugee population grew into the millions. The wars spread like brush fires. And through it all, the Africans maintained a resilience and stoicism unknown in the West. They simply carried on, accepting both good fortune and misfortune with a single thought: the fates are powerful. From our base in Nairobi, Kenya, I traveled through 48 African countries, logging more than 300,000 miles by air, road, and rail. Sometimes, for months on end, I bounced from wars to coup d'etat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?